She is one of India's most notorious godwomen, and today Radhe Ma was back in the news for all the wrong news.
A photograph of self-declared godwoman Radhe Ma sitting on a chair of a Delhi police station chief has surfaced online. The SHO Sanjay Sharma is seen standing with his hands folded with a Radhe Ma style bright red and gold scarf wrapped around him. He has now been shifted to district lines, an insignificant posting. In a video that has also emerged, a group of policemen are seen singing and dancing with Radhe Ma during a Dasera event as yellow flowers are showered on her. Five more policemen have reportedly been punished with transfers.
What were these policemen doing on duty? Shouldn't they actually have been doing some policing instead of dancing, instead of offering their chairs for a godwoman? Well, joining us now to discuss this, to discuss India's obsession with godmen and godwomen, Dr. Gohar Raza, former chief scientist at CFIR. Thanks very much for being with us. Rakesh Sinha, thanks very much for being with us. You said we should have discussed something else. I think this is quite important considering what we've gone through with Gurmeet Singh Ram Rahim in the recent past. Rahul Ishwar joins us from Kerala, and Rana Ayub as well. Rana, let me quickly come across to you. How absurd is it that despite everything that we've seen in the last few days, more than 30 people losing their lives when maniacs associated with Gurmeet Singh Ram Rahim went on this mob lynching spree, we have policemen who offer their chairs for this godwoman who has a track record, a criminal record in the past?
Well, the images are quite nauseating, Vishnu, but this is the ground reality of India. I mean, this is how godmen and godwomen have been institutionalized and worshipped. But we can't really blame a poor SHO or these police officers, you know, these havildars and constables, when some of the top ministers and politicians in this country have patronaged these babas and godmen for the longest time. I mean, you see them prostrating before these godmen, and these alleged godmen or men of God that we call them have been involved in some of the biggest crimes, which of course do not come to the fray, as opposed to a Radhe Ma for that matter. Baba Ram Rahim has been operating for the last decade odd with a lot of political patronage. So I think what is happening today, these images are actually not very surprising, because this is institutionalizing has been happening over decades in India. And it is a part of the Indian culture. It is a part of a political culture in India. So we really can't blame these officers.
Rahul Ishwar, would you like to come in on this? Because it's a fixation in our country with godmen and godwomen, and there are many instances of these individuals having contributed a great deal to our society. On the other hand, you've got, and I've got a list of 15 over here, who've got horrendous 14 criminal records. So, you know, it's a bit of a balance, isn't it, between those who have contributed and those who have criminal records?
I am a proud believer of all the ashrams, temples, churches and mosques of India, and I regularly go to all these people. 90% are very nice people, but 10% there are babas and there are black sheeps. I concede there are a lot of black sheeps among babas, and they need to be identified. I am a believer of spirituality, and such spiritual babas, sons, gurus and fakirs have done immense contribution to our national, even national freedom struggle. Even babas and fakirs came together for the Sanyasi rebellion. So we have a great lineage. Along with that, rightly you said, there are some black sheeps. We need to have a filtering mechanism. That's the reason why people like me, who are strong believers, we advocate right to information being made compulsory for every ashram, temple, church and mosque, so that we can know there will be transparency, there will be more accountability. Believers like, ordinary believers like me, when we give money for temples, ashrams or mosque, we would like to know where the money goes. Is it going for the brand building of a person, or is it going for genuinely charity or spiritual activity? 90% of them are really good. 10% might be bad. Let us have a filtering process.
No, but sir, that 10% is a very large number, and if in terms of the supporters that they actually enjoy. Let me put that across to Dr. Gohar Raza. Dr. Raza, Radhe Ma, Sachin Datta, Sachidanand Giri was his name, Gurmeet Singh Ram Rahim, Swami Omji, Nirmal Baba, Shiv Murthy Dvivedi, the list goes, Swami Asimanand, Narayan Sai Rampal. Some of these people are rapists. They have corruption cases against them. They have murder charges against them, some of these individuals, dowry charges against them, and yet they continue to attract, or have at a certain stage, lakhs and lakhs of followers. What does this say about us?
See, I look at the whole process. after independence as a market which was created by these babas and fakirs for a product which I call as myths and superstitions. When we scientists were trying to build the temples, modern temples of India, which were based on modern technology and modern science, then there was a section of society which was busy creating market. And they were creating these temples of corruption and accumulation of huge amount of money. Some of these places have bigger budget and turnover as compared to any scientific installation in the country, which is a shame, in fact. And if Radhe Ma or Ram Rahim or some Baba telling us that everything can be cured by cow urine is an insult to Indian science and Indian scientific community.
Would you like to respond
to
that?
Do we give same respect to our scientists in the country? No, we don't.
She considers herself, or some of her followers consider herself an avatar of Durga. And yet, you find her in absurd situations, in dowry cases. Faith and belief is fundamental to what we are in this country. But then you have people who take advantage of that. Innocent people, vulnerable people. How does one balance good faith and bad faith?
Look, as far as religion is concerned, there are three kinds, there are three sections of people. One is religious liberals, second is religious progressives, third is those people who are religiously orthodox fundamentalists. And this is applicable to all the religions of the world. You go to Europe, the same phenomena you will find. You go to Saudi Arabia, same phenomena you would find. But as far as India is concerned, what I call in Hindi, chitti. Chitti means the core of India is spiritual. You go to train, you will find the people who are coming from Haryana, other parts of the country for the job in Delhi. In the midway, they start their spiritual chanting and all these things. So here, there are certain people who enjoy with the other things other than the spiritual. There are a large number of people who feel that they are getting contentment by the spiritual preachings, spiritual involvement, spiritual chanting. So I disagree with him. They are the modern temples. But you know, the society is not so imbalanced, life is. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. If dharma is badly misinterpreted by a section of people in any part of the world, that is not
so.
We have to fight against that.
Do you believe that someone like Radhe Ma should be worshipped in the manner that she is?
I don't know about who she is.
Somebody may claim that is a spirituality.
Look, in India there is a great diversity. I think this phenomena is one of the reasons of this phenomena that we have less religious reform movement, less social reform movement, that we are lacking in the poor after the 50s, and we think we should be more accountable to our own religion, and we should be more conscious about that.
No, but she was declared an absconder in an alleged case of dowry harassment. There was a police lookout against her in one case.
There were questions about
the sources of her funds.
Supporting, and I am against.
Apparently, her funds went up to 1,000 crores. No one knew where exactly it came from. How exactly was it accounted?
You know, I think these things are to be proved. They are not.
There is blind faith. There is blind belief.
There is reason. That's why I am telling that the sociological reason should be discussed. That the sociological reason is that, you know, that people are so stressed in the modern era. For their stress, anybody who is giving a good preaching without knowing the background of that person.
But then where does the word fraud come in, sir?
No, I think Rahul Ishwaran is right. That more than 90% people are good.
That's a random number.
It can be a word.
But Rakeshji, that admitted, sir, that's a random number.
No. I'm telling you.
Hold on.
Let me complete. Don't.
Half a second. I will come.
We should not let the art of disagreement should not die.
Okay.
We should be disagree. But I am telling one thing, that you know that in spiritual thinking in India, spiritual life in India, very sacrosanct. And only few people are defaming because they are coming to in focus discussion. So we look at the entire religion, entire spiritual world is bad. It's not so. India is living with a spirituality. You cannot deny the spiritual spiritualism in the life of the people of India.
No, we can't. No one is. Dr.
This 90% and 10% is completely unscientific. It's not based on any guess which is scientific. So I could say that 90% of Babas and Fakirs are fraud and only 10% are genuine. Right? So it will be my word against your word. Number two, that I look at the whole phenomena as a part of a much bigger plan and much bigger process that is happening in the country, where there is a nexus between the political powers and also between these Babas. They serve the purpose of political masters, and political masters give them free hand to do whatever they want to do in the name of spirituality, in the name of tradition, long tradition of India. We have tradition of Charvak. We have tradition of Gautam. We have tradition of Aryabhatta. We never talk about it. Here is a prime minister after 70 years, first prime minister in the country, who says such a thing which is completely unscientific, that we knew head transplantation.
Sir,
now what kind of a spirituality are we talking
give,
about? Somebody insults Indian science and repeatedly insults that we do not know what cow urine is.
We knew about every kind of urine.
Vishnu, and your urine must have been tested.
One second. Rakeshji, yeah, I know you want to say. Rahul wants to respond.
Let me respond to him.
Rahul wants to respond. I will let you come. Rahul, go ahead. The point being made is, let's not insult Indian science. Indian science is profound.
Sabarmati ka sant. Science and spirituality can have a blend in India. Please remember, India is a nation where not even one stone was ever thrown at a scientist in the human history. If you check the West, their religion versus science was always there. But in India, it is always spirituality plus science. Second, if I can quote Abraham Maslow, there is always a self-actualization need and a sense of belonging needs. These things are being catered by this ashram. And please remember, it was a Sabarmati ka sant who went on to become the father of the nation. It was a Belur Madka sant, Vivekananda, who redefined the world as we know it, and is one of the molders of the modern India, according to A.L. Bashram. So let us understand their genuine contribution. We can debate on the person.
Okay, one second. Rana, you wanted to come in over here.
The more important point should not be about whether Radhima is seen dancing with somebody or the other. It's about when people in the top positions are making unscientific statements about using an elephant's head, etc., for surgery. What do you expect the common man in the country to do? Also, I think we should speak not as much. Of course, talking about Radhima and all these corrupt babas is important, but we should also talk about the institutionalized industrialist babas who are ruling the country right now. We have babas who have a cottage industry of products who are getting in revenues and who are flouting norms day in, day out. Jaggi Vasudev, Baba Ramdev, there's so many cases against them. We don't talk about them because they're also institutionalized. They're in the positions of power. I think these are the babas we should actually talk about. To catch somebody like Baba Ram Rahim or Radhima is no big deal for me, to be very honest. We should actually get hold of babas who are running the country with that kind of political patronage.
The political patronage point, I think, is important.
I understood that. Yeah. You know, if a person has not read Sushruta Samhita, I can't help it. You go and read Sushruta Samhita, the entire Western scientific community is reading Sushruta Samhita, and that is giving explanation of the India's achievement in the field of biology, in the field of surgery, and in the field of chemistry, India's achievement, ancient Indian science. So now Western scientific community is recognizing. I feel pity for those people who are self-condemning the Indian scientific community's achievements, and is calling Prime Minister is giving unscientific. Cow's urine's importance has been recognized by UNICEF. There is research in Canada. There is research in America on cow urine.
Nobody is denying the importance of cow urine, that is useful.
I am telling you, I am not a scientist. I am telling you, there are hundreds of research about the cow urine. And second important point is that if Baba Ramdev is challenging multinationals, so the agents of multinationals are feeling perturbed. That man has challenged the multinationals.
Okay.
He has right to.
We've got exactly 1 minute left. You've got 30 seconds. Go ahead. The point he's making is that there is...
I am trying to make only one point, that there is a nexus between political parties and those who have...
Sir, you have condemned the Indian science. No, sir.
And
you have condemned it.
You have condemned. You said you don't know it's cement. You have condemned that India science has no cement. Plastic surgery. You go to Sister Sanita. No, he has condemned it.
He is not condemned it.
Because you are a scientist, so you can speak anything. I don't know you.
No, but you can as well. Everybody can.
I'm asking.
No, no. Let him say what he wants to. You say what you want to. I understand you disagree. But let him make his point.
My friend has not read scriptures and he doesn't know science. So he is saying what he has to say because of probably political reasons, and I understand those political reasons, because it is an attack today in India on rationality. It's an attack on scientific temper. It's an attack on scientific community and how modern science is being done.
Who
is attacking,
sir?
And I think that today's
he's just
India,
speaking anything, sir.
The major responsibility of people like us is to save rationality.
He condemned the Prime Minister without understanding that what did he speak.
He
I don't know that any scientist will condemn this.
This
is the era where science achievement of science and the organic
cow inhales.
How do you know, sir?
Oxygen and cow inhales.
Okay, all right.
You don't know this, so Sanita, I'm
sorry.
I feel really pity for you.
No, but sir, no one needs to patronize anybody by feeling pity. There are separate points of view. There is an issue of faith, and there is an issue of spirituality, and there is an issue of science. And sometimes, certainly in this case, the three just don't seem to come together. Nonetheless, I would like to thank all of you very much for joining us today. We are completely out of time tonight.